the log one and all that, and that
too. Oh, bless them.
She listened to us on the radio, so that's how reason came over. A few hours later.
The one who ought to hear will hear. They will hear. And once again, the hardest part of your journey will be the allowing. Even though there's nothing you can do about it, it is like the master. It's very hard to write about these things. The Bible will come forth and say, oh, well, they so willingly gave, and this man just walked stoically to the cross. Well, Fernanda, let you know, it took like 7 or 8 men to hold him down. I mean, come on, where is your reason? Look at these hostages. But it's worse, these are your husbands and your children. And because of drugs and money and banks and greed, they are held in jungle prisons. And your president gets up and weeps as he lays a wreath on a grave. I don't know. You know, I look in, and while he's saying these things, you know, this idiot believes him. Yes, if I were responsible for that many deaths, I would cry. I would even probably have big praise to hide my shame. And you can only bless the ones who go, making their contribution. I too want to go, you see, and welcome my son home. I'm proud of him for going and serving. And I'm relieved of Kelly's home. And you notice they had to arrest some for speaking out while these three great beings were making their little speeches. But I honor the ones who called out, you are murderers. You are warmongers and you're murderers. Because you see, all of the children didn't come home. And you will never know how many did not. You will never know how many did not. Because each one who cries out thinks theirs is only one of the 220. You won't ever know. And what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish? Iraq is building back faster than Kuwait is repairing. Number one. Number two, Saddam Hussein is stronger than he was in respect. And what are they saying to the Kuwaitis who are just at random sentencing these ones without hearing? Do they say do it in the honor of justice? They're saying you have to do this or you will prove that Hussein was not as evil as you claim. Not justice for all. They kind of work that in there. But the punchline is always it will make Hussein look good. What you do here. He didn't want to bow and lose the sovereignty of Iraq to the World Bank. You goaded him into it openly, blatantly, and Great Britain set the trap, sucked you in, and you did it for them. The wealthiest woman in this world the most ruthless government in this world run by banks. Does that mean all the English people are bad? Of course not. Let's not succumb to that worldly foolishness. Nobody knows. The handful knows. And because you get into the handful of the ones that know, it is frustrating to you. And your first reaction is to put everybody down. You must have compassion. That's all that will set you apart as you come into knowing this. And somebody's got to get there first. There have been ones paid the ultimate and supreme price to get you as far as you are. Let us honor them, and let us bring honor unto them as we bring it a little farther. And then let us get on our knees. If I had as many digits as that man thought I did, and thank God for those brave men who will tell the truth from experience. And I don't care what they think about Hatton. That will come into balance. That will come into balance. Let's have a break.
All right.
Thank you for gathering with me.
Thank you.
Your blessing.